This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico health officials today reported an additional 678 confirmed COVID-19 infections, bringing the statewide total since the pandemic began to nearly 172,000 cases. The latest figures include 20 inmates at three of the state's prisons. Overall, confirmed cases and related deaths have been trending downward, along with hospitalizations. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said in a social media post today that the state's public health measures are making a difference, and that spread of the virus slows every time people stay home and avoid gatherings. Meanwhile, vaccinations are underway for the oldest New Mexicans, as well as younger residents who have pre-existing conditions that put them at higher risk. State officials have said the pace of vaccinations is limited by supplies. More than 86% of the doses that have been shipped to New Mexico have been administered. A proposal that would allow community solar programs to be established in New Mexico has cleared its first legislative hurdle, despite questions from some lawmakers and concerns among investor-owned utilities. The bill cleared the Senate Conservation Committee on a party-line vote today. Democrats said it would complement state mandates for generating electricity from renewable resources by expanding access to solar energy for businesses and residents who are unable to put up their own solar panels. Republican lawmakers said there are still uncertainties about the costs for utility customers. Some lawmakers also said the bill should include a preference for New Mexico-based solar providers. Community solar projects open the door for households and businesses that don't have access to solar because they rent or don't have the rooftop space or can't afford the upfront costs of a photovoltaic system. Instead, developers build small local solar facilities from which customers can subscribe and receive credit on their electricity bills for the power produced from their portion of the solar array. New Mexico lawmakers are proposing a plan that would require schools to extend the next academic year as a way to make up for learning losses in the coronavirus pandemic. The Albuquerque Journal reports Senate President Pro Tem Mimi Stewart, an Albuquerque Democrat, proposed the bill and said more instructional time has shown to boost academic achievement. Remote learning has been the norm over the past 10 months, but Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced this week that schools would be allowed to transition back to partial in-person learning starting in February. Remote learning deprived some students of an education because they lack access to technology, with those in rural areas suffering disproportionately and as many as half of Native American students unable to connect online. Despite efforts by the state's public education department and school districts, many students lacked internet into December. Senate Bill 40 passed the Senate Education Committee and heads to the Senate Finance Committee. The requirements would be temporary, applying only to the 2021-22 school year. The $139 million plan would offer two options that require schools to extend the next academic year by 10 or 25 days. Schools would have to either do the K-5 Plus program or join extended learning time programs. This is KUNM.